of Esoteric Science of OV, explained by Mr. Tom from video cassette recorded at Culver City, July 1982. Keep your palms joined in the prayer position at chest level. Mentally pray using the following vibratory sounds: Nam Mo Ah Yi Da Fat. Repeat this 3 times. For beginners, you concentrate on the 6 psychic centers, which are as follows. Nam, at the point between your eyebrows, which is the frontal psychic center. Mo, at the top of your head, which is the cranial psychic center. Ah, located at your back, at the point between the 2 kidneys, which is the renal psychic center. Yi, in front of the body, at the heart, which is the cardiac psychic center. Da, extending in every direction out from all the pores of your body as a halo surrounding you. Fat goes right to the navel, which is the umbilical psychic center. Continue to invoke the following prayer twice.
Nam Mô Tây Phương Cực Lạc Thế Giới Quang Thế Âm Bồ Tát. Nam Mô Long Hoa Giáo Chủ Di Lạc.
Please attest to the sincerity of your disciple, whose name is, you use your name here, in studying spiritual perfection to reach enlightenment and soul liberation. Repeat the 2 above statements. Then invoke the following prayer once. From now on, I will strive to A. Return to my true nature of serenity. B. Return to my true nature of spiritual energy. C. Return to my true nature of my duties toward the 3 spheres, heaven, earth, and all living beings. Nam Mo Ah Yi Da Fat. Grace, peace, be with all creatures. To end the prayer, bow 3 times. During your concentration of spiritual energy, this is the concentration on spiritual energy, your tongue is slightly curled up, touching the gum line behind your upper front teeth. The upper incisors and lower incisors touch lightly. Concentrate on the top of your head. Unify the 3 energies. 1, seminal essence. 2, vital breath. 3, spiritual energy. Concentration of spiritual energy. Why do you have to use the 3 fingers touching the cranial points of acupuncture and close your ears? When you raise your elbows level with your shoulders, all the corresponding nerves of the lungs, heart, and so forth are activated, causing you to perspire. At the beginning, when closing your ears by inserting your thumbs into the ear holes, you hear a lot of noisy sounds inside your head. When you close your ears with your thumbs and level your elbows with your shoulders, the other 2 fingers touch the acupuncture points of your temples and eyes. These acupuncture points are interrelated with each other, thus strengthening the energy frequency in your head. By doing so, your energy will converge at the center of your forehead between the eyebrows. For the beginner, your forehead above your eyebrows is flat, but after a period of time, this area will raise up horizontally. In time, you will not hear any more sounds in your head. Even though the light in the room is turned off, the practitioner can still experience visions of light, which is projected out from the middle point between the eyebrows, while exercising concentration of your spiritual energy. To the beginners, This Dharma method will help recover the energy lost during daily work. Due to daily activities, we have to extend much of our energy to earn a living. So after work, we can do this exercise at home to strengthen the energy frequency of our mind. Do this practice for at least 5 minutes, then increase to 15 minutes at most. Your mind will become lighter and you'll feel refreshed. While doing this exercise, you will also perspire. The agitation of daily activities are beginning to be eliminated at this time. Keep the tip of your tongue touching the gum line behind your upper front teeth. Why do we have to curl up our tongue touching our gums? If we hold that position while invoking the mantra, Nam Mo A Yi Da Fat, from the top of our head, a lot of saliva will begin to flow. To the beginners, the saliva has no taste. The advanced practitioners who correctly perform the cyclical breathing of non-retention will notice that their saliva becomes pleasantly sweet. Their minds will also become purified. If human beings lose their memory, it's due to disturbance of their minds. The practitioner who strives to lead a life of spiritual perfection cannot reach enlightenment if his mind is not in order. We have to eliminate imagination, agitation of the mind, and also unkind words. We have to renounce them for a period of time in order that other qualities can be developed. With the Vovi meditation, you use the thumbs to close your ears in order to converge your energy to your head and concentrate in your eyebrows. Your forefingers and middle fingers, positioned on your temples and at the outside ends of the eyes, are also doing the same function of transmitting energy to the center point between the eyebrows. When you are capable of concentrating your energy, it will proceed to the correct middle path, which leads you directly to the universal central power of vital energy. At that time, your mind will become more and more at ease. It is recommended that beginners practice this exercise for at least 6 months to strengthen their minds. We have absorbed too much impurity due to agitation. Therefore, we have to first correct and purify our minds. For the beginners, there is no specified time for practice. But for those who are serious in the meditation, after 6 months, they can practice the concentration of spiritual energy, the cyclical breathing of non-retention, and the meditative contemplation at 11 p.m. or midnight to purify themselves. Beginners can practice any time. Whenever you have any spare time, you may practice this concentration of spiritual energy to calm yourself and to get rid of unnecessary agitation of this present life of sorrow. After the concentration of spiritual energy, you may proceed to the lying down abdominal breathing. Beginners are advised to do only these two exercises, including the mental prayers. The lying down abdominal breathing. Why is it called abdominal breathing or Chiu Minh? Literal translation of Sino-Vietnamese Chiu Minh. Chiu is to shine. Minh is enlightenment. Chiu Minh is to shine for enlightenment. When you're able to focus your energy at the point between your eyebrows, you will see that the energy is the master of your body. Once developed, that vital energy will lead your soul to project out of the body. Therefore, from the center point between your eyebrows, you look at your navel. The center point between your eyebrows is related to your soul, while the navel is related to your astral body. Why does Chiu Minh mean to shine for enlightenment? The method of abdominal breathing, or of shining to the astral body for enlightenment, is to relate the energy of the soul with its astral body. When the soul is awakened to follow the path of spiritual perfection, It doesn't care about the external agitation, but only focuses on the returning path to the origin with its distinct astral body. That energy becomes more and more bright, and you will only be concerned with things of necessity and will not do anything useless. Lie down and, concentrating on the center point between your eyebrows, look at your navel. During your training, when you look at your navel, you will eventually focus on your astral body. That connection will assist you in uniting your soul and astral body once the order of your body reaches its point of equilibrium. Begin the abdominal breathing by exhaling and pulling your abdomen inward. Keep your frontal teeth touching together and the tip of your tongue curled up to your upper gum. Then smoothly and slowly push your abdomen outward as far as you can when inhaling. Beginners, especially athletes who are accustomed to breathing with their chest, probably will experience difficulty breathing with their abdomen. However, they should make an effort and be determined to achieve. When breathing in, you think of filling up your navel. Why do you have to think of filling up your navel? By filling up your navel, you have instantly focused on your kidneys, because there is a direct relationship between your navel and kidneys. When you fill up your navel by inhaling, you have created a pressure against your kidneys at your back. Even when exhaling, there's also a pressure at your back. Thus, the exhaling, then inhaling, will form one cycle of continuous breath. Then do the second cycle of breath continuously, so that a pressure force will be formed to expel the impure energy of your kidneys and organs out through your waste or perspiration. It will also unblock part of the pure impure energy of your spine. One complete exhalation and one full inhalation constitutes one cycle of continuous breath. Do 12 cycles of abdominal breathing first, then pause. Count from 1 to 12. Continue with 11 cycles of breathing, pausing upon completion. Count from 1 to 11. Then do 10 cycles continuously, pausing at the end. Proceed with the breathing cycles until you reach the last cycle of 1. Remember to pause after each cycle. There are a total of 78 complete breaths. When you have been faithful to the practice of these two exercises for 6 months, you will be ready to move on to the next stages. It is best to practice meditation between 11 p.m. and midnight, local time, where you are. Rinse your mouth and wash your face. Turn off the light and sit facing southward. Sit cross-legged on a cushion to keep your spine straight. Avoid direct contact with the ground. Keep your tongue curled up to your upper gums, incisors against incisors, mouth and eyes closed while looking forward from your frontal psychic center. Then do these spiritual exercises in the following order. Number 1, mental invocation. 2, concentration of spiritual energy. 3 is cyclical breathing of non-retention. 4, meditative contemplation. And 5, massage to terminate the meditation. Now, parts 1 and 2 have already been explained earlier on this tape. To terminate the concentration of spiritual energy, simply lower your hands and lay them on your thighs. Now you can proceed to the cyclical breathing of non-retention. Cyclical breathing of non-retention. Keep your spine straight, tip of your tongue curled up, touching the gum line. Front teeth slightly touching each other to stabilize the nervous system. The position of having your tongue touch the gum line is for purifying the fluidic energy of your kidneys and the blood circulation. Sit straight. for beginners, place your palms on your thighs. First, exhale while slowly pulling the abdomen inward. Then inhale while saying to yourself, fill the navel, fill the chest up to the head. Then exhale while pressing your abdomen inward. Do not move your chest. You only motivate your abdomen while inhaling and exhaling. When you exhale, remember to pull your abdomen well inward. When inhaling, start to fill the navel, the chest, up to the head. I only demonstrate here half of my length of breath because I would like to show to the beginners that they have to breathe according to their length of breath. There are people who have short length of breath, but forced to lengthen their breath by thought, and yet they can't accomplish it. And other people have short and hasty breath at the beginning. But the more you practice, the more you perfect yourself, and the more your pure energy will be strengthened. Lots of young men have mistakenly abused themselves with sexual desires which weaken their vital breath. Women who give birth many times also weaken their vital breath. That's the reason why their breath becomes hasty and short. Therefore, we recommend that you do the lying down abdominal breathing to strengthen your vital breath before doing the cyclical breathing of non-retention. If you proceed to do the cyclical breathing of non-retention right away, it is impossible because your vital breath is weak. Thus, after doing the lying down abdominal breathing, we may practice the cyclical breathing of non-retention from 6 to 12 cycles every time. I will demonstrate again. Please watch me carefully. I exhale while pulling my abdomen inward. Pay attention to the navel while it is pulling inward. Why do you have to pay attention to the navel while pulling it inward? It's because there is a relationship between your navel and your kidneys, which are the heaven gate of the body's inferior sphere. Without the kidneys, we cannot bear children and create such a world of agitation. That's also a miracle of God, who has created a prison for the soul, or, in other words, a living school for the soul to evolve. Here I am exhaling. I say to myself, fill the navel, fill the chest up to the head. Then exhale. I only breathe half of my capacity. Now I demonstrate with my full length of breath. Through many years of training, it has become longer. It will be difficult for the beginner to imitate me, but with time and training, you will certainly achieve it. I exhale while pulling my abdomen to the maximum. Then inhale while slowly pushing my abdomen outward. Notice that my abdomen stays full while I'm filling the chest, then up to the head within one cycle of breath. Do this cyclical breathing of non-retention from 6 to 12 breath cycles to enlighten everything. Nothing is gained by doing it incorrectly for 50 or 100 times. You only need from 6 to 12 breath cycles performed in the correct manner. Every breath cycle will renew your body. When you reach the point of filling energy up to your head, your frequency of energy will be properly functioning. Advanced practitioners succeed to fall into sleep after one or two breath cycles. Before going to sleep, they tell themselves to get up after 1 or 2 hours of sleep, and they will awake automatically as said. With the help of this method, the spiritual practitioners living in the mountains were able to conform with the cycle of 12 hours, which correspond to the orderly cycles of the body. Before the appointed time of getting up, they may experience some dreams. However, we must proceed step by step. This method will help us to become very patient. During our daily activities, we absorb much impure energy in order to earn a living. So when coming home, who else other than ourselves can cleanse ourselves and purify our organs of this microcosm? This micro-universe is comprised of water, fire, wind, and earth elements. Our heart, liver, spleen, kidneys, limbs, skin, and flesh are also within the principle of those four elements. Therefore, how can we cleanse this micro-universe if not using these four great elements in order to sublimate the pure energy of the body and fuse into the great soul, Nirvana, the void of void? Then, depending on one's own awareness, one will decide on the manner of how to perfect oneself. In books and sutras, it was said very clearly that you must practice in order to experience. The outsiders can criticize and make comments. That is their right. But with practice, you will be aware of the important role in your own life. We should practice to rescue this delicate body that God has granted us, living and awakening. We cannot be optimistic or happy person in life if we do not take good care of our body. In this life, what else is more precious? And if we do not care for it and love it, or if we neglect our latent potential, disregard the established order to evolution, then it is wasteful. We have a delicate body that God has given to us, and when we neglect to care for it, then we have become misdirected by orienting ourselves toward external matters. For men who are pleasure lovers, their vital energy will certainly weaken. It is the same for women who give birth to many children. Their vital energy will also diminish. By adopting this method, you will gradually recuperate the lost energy and will become stronger and more conscious of many things. Then you will decide to refrain from carnal desires. Your desire does not orient downward anymore, but sublimates upward in order to reach eternal liberation. These internal organs will be restored to prevent debilitating health problems such as paralysis, damage to the heart or liver, and so forth, because of abuse or mistreatment. Even the excessive desire of eating and drinking can cause illness. The excessive carnal desires also bring sickness which damages the kidneys or brain. Therefore, the origin of illness is due to negative conditioning. So we recommend that beginners practice only the two above Dharma techniques for 6 months before proceeding further. After 6 months, if you feel you're on the right path, you will want to meditate in search of the supernatural life for the awakening and natural comfort of the soul. Why do the advanced practitioners apply the Samadhi Mudra seal when meditating? After a period of time when their pure energy becomes elevated, they will prefer in a natural manner to keep their fingers crossed in the Samadhi Mudra seal position. Therefore, there are many stages. If the beginners want to imitate the advanced ones in the way of practicing, sometimes it looks like they are, but to the ones with real potential, the energy has to be projected from the inside out and not mere posturing like a photography model. So this method is very concise and clear. It proceeds from one stage to another stage in an orderly manner. Do the cyclical breathing of non-retention within your length of breath. The more you practice, the more it will be lengthened. And once it is strengthened, you will clearly see your own potential and your real nature, which is infinite. At the beginning, I also could not breathe like this, even if they gave me $1,000,000, because I had wasted my vital breath energy by too much lust. My breath was very short and hasty. I just couldn't do it. But now I can. I have improved through practice. Before, When I could not breathe, I kept seeking a way to do it properly. I appealed to the heavenly host to guide me. If the merciful Kuan Yin really existed, I asked her to please attest to my sincerity as a devoted spiritual adept and to teach me a method that will facilitate my breathing. At the beginning, when Mr. Do Thuan Hao showed me how to breathe through the abdomen, chest, and then the head, I could not do it at all. Then one day, while walking from Dachau to Chinatown, I made a vow to appeal to Buddha to help me with my breathing tonight. That was how I knew about this lying down abdominal breathing. The heavenly host had shown it to me. I laid down straight. Then I was guided to breathe by the abdomen from the count of 1 to 12. 1 to 11. 1 to 10. 1 to 9. 1 to 8. 1 to 7. 1 to 6. 1 to 5. 1 to 4. 1 to 3. 1 to 2. Then 1. I kept breathing without stopping. And at that time, I was aware also that if I could do the cyclical breathing of non-retention, it was just due to this lying down abdominal breathing. Then, after practicing the lying down abdominal breathing that night, I succeeded to do the cyclical breathing of non-retention in the sitting position by filling my breath in to the navel, the chest, and up to the head. With the help of the cyclical breathing of non-retention, all the fluidic meridians can be cleared. And once they are cleared, you will reach enlightenment, or the cognitive clairvoyance. When the energy is free-flowing, non-retention, it will fuse as one with the cosmic universe. Then the energy will be reflected from your interior. Only at that moment will you be aware of your original nature and potential, which are latent within you. You become serene as well as lucid, so you will not pattern yourselves on the words of other enlightened persons. We do not take a leaf out of another's book with a possible mistake. Do practice to affirm and see yourself. You have to develop every latent potential within you. With this cyclical breathing of non-retention, you will be able to develop from one field to another field in an orderly manner. When reaching the enlightenment or cognitive clairvoyance, you will become bright, happy, and loving toward all living creatures. Only through full understanding of yourself and everything can you see that the universe is not far from you. This microcosm evolves eternally, and so does your soul, which is immortal. How do we prove the existence of the soul? If we succeed in fusing our energy with the universe through the cyclical breathing of non-retention, our cognitive consciousness will be developed. Then we will know that this body is a temporary shelter, because we can go in and out easily. At that time, we will see that this body is a church or a temple, or even a prison of the soul, from where the soul will have the last opportunity for awakening and evolving into infinity. If the body is not well organized inside, how can the soul project itself outside? Therefore, the strength is within the soul, and the soul is learning, developing its latent lucidity in order to evolve eternally. Meanwhile, the body must always be in good order. We should not abuse it unnecessarily or in a blind manner, but only use and develop it within the right cause. That's the practitioner's duty, which is a full-time job. We regenerate ourselves from being an agitated, worn-out, and idle person to become an organized, happy, and constructive one. But what is life? Is it really this body? Therefore, this body needs to be cared for in order to harmonize with every living condition. And that will help the spiritual consciousness to develop itself more and more. The practitioner can develop pure energy to share with his surroundings. only with that energy granted to him and shared with other living beings without ending can he get rid of his foolish, despotic, and impure character. Life gives us lessons. We have also wasted a lot of energy through life. We have wasted a lot of our seminal essence, vital breath, and spiritual energy, which has led us to retrogression. We will certainly lose ground forever if we do not reestablish that order to enjoy the delicate greatness of the universe. There exist scenes of debauchery that lead us to hell and hinder us from going to heaven, because heaven is a place of order. If we are aware of our impurity, of our evolution goal to infinity after having learned the lessons of impurity on earth, then we will have to practice to bring order to this microcosm and to harmonize with the order of great nature. Only at that point of harmonization can we step into the supranatural sphere to learn. Current science has assisted mankind with their needs, but it's still limited. It has not succeeded in solving all the problems of this physical body, such as the incurable diseases, especially the consciousness breakdown. Why is there such consciousness breakdown? It is due to the disorder of the mind. And who is responsible for that disorder? Only God possesses the power of salvation, and the soul has its potential to learn and practice. If we take medicine, we have to know what it's for. If it is not the proper medicine, then it can lead us to death. Therefore, once adopting this method, we should know how beneficial this method is for us and how to use it as an omnipotent pill to cure our consciousness breakdown and purify all impurities collected from many perpetual cycles of living existences on earth. Once establishing the order, we will be aware of the change we make. Before, this body was very important to us. We cared for it as indestructible matter. But today, I discovered that all matter will have to finally be converged to nothingness, as the four great elements of water, fire, wind, and earth. Therefore, if you direct yourself to spiritual perfection, you have to perfect your soul, not the physical body, or for mere appearance to deceive others. If you do so, it's like you are using a veil to cover up the eyes of the deities. You have to practice instead. Even though you're not as advanced as the enlightened ones, it will be better to make a little bit of progress. You should be satisfied with the result. Do not be greedy, otherwise you will fall back. Order is essential. Put yourself in order, and needless to be concerned about spiritual matters if you are disorganized. When going back to the latent order granted by your Father Lord, you will be aware of your mistakes and wasted potential. You will then repent and vow to return to the sphere of lucidity. That is to reach the true knowledge. Do not pretend to be an advanced or enlightened practitioner to deceive others. Do not hide it. Before, how agitated I was. I smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day, and sometimes it was easier to give up on your wife than on cigarettes. People who used to smoke would understand that. But how could I give up cigarettes? It was through the grace of this method and by the mantra of Nam Mo A Yi Da Fat. The invocation of Nam Mo A Yi Da Fat has helped and guided me to see clearly the principle of the living creation in this cosmic universe. At the beginning, I was very inquisitive about the Nam Mo A Yi Da Fat. I said to myself that if I did not understand it, I could not direct myself to spiritual perfection. In the Buddhist temple, people keep talking about Nam Mo A Yi Da Fat, but do not understand its meaning. If by saying Nam Mo A Yi Da Fat, the Buddha came to me, I would actually appeal to him. But I did not feel his coming like that. During my meditation practice, I invoked the mantra as taught by my master. He told me to invoke by thought as follows. From mental invocation, you proceed to constant invocation, then to the point where you can harmonize with the Nam, Mo, Ah, Yi, Da, Fat. I have actually practiced the invocation and found out about the energy and its frequency of Nam, Mo, Ah, Yi, Da, Fat, which is different from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so forth. Nam. Its final resonance will be concentrated at the point between the eyebrows. That's the frontal psychic center. People who do the cyclical breathing of non-retention well, with their head slightly shaken, they will experience the light vision at the frontal psychic center. Nam represents the south, and it possesses the energy of element fire. The spiritual energy, once concentrated at the frontal psychic center, will light up and project out to form a ball of fire called Mo Ni Chao, or Pearl of Silence. That Pearl of Silence will engender the spiritual embryo, which bears the soul. When coming to this physical body, the soul passes through the top of the head to go into the kidneys before proceeding to the heart. Then it is imprisoned in the heart. The human being then begins the struggle through the material existence. He only cares about the external and superficial matters. He forgets the depth of the matter and starts to become fearful. The more wealthy, powerful, influential he is, the more he fears being killed. It's because he only sees one facet of life and ignores the other side. In this Vovi method, you concentrate your energy to relate with Buddha. Then you will understand how Buddha has succeeded to develop his 6 paranormal powers while meditating under the tree in the forest. How did he discover the 6 words? Nam, Mo, Ah, Yi, Da, Fat. The vibration of the seed syllable Nam is completely different from the vibration of the word One. Try to see where the word One goes. When invoking Nam, its vibration will be instantly concentrated at the frontal psychic center, while the word One stays in your throat. Mo. Its final resonance will be concentrated from the top of your head, which is the cranial psychic center. If you say Two, its vibration is different. With Ah, its resonance will go to the center of the 2 kidneys at your back. For example, if you say 3, it doesn't go anywhere. It just stays put. Yi. With frontal teeth touching together, when invoking Yi, you will experience that its vibration will resound all over your entire nervous system. It represents the internalization and the transmutation of the 3 energies, seminal essence, vital breath, and spiritual energy. On the contrary, if you say 4, you notice that nothing is concentrated and developed. Da. The final resonance of Da will vibrate all over the pores of the epidermis from where light and color will emanate. Da represents the radiation of spiritual energy. Fat. The final resonance of Fat goes right to the navel. Fat, or the 4 oceans converging into 1 abode, is concentrated at your navel. Try to say 6 instead, and you see whether its vibration goes anywhere. It goes nowhere. Therefore, through invocation, you will see how important the vibrations are. The proper vibrations will lead you to the 6 supernormal psychic centers within your body. These psychic centers are the most vulnerable points when being hit by someone. Through practice, you will be able to open those 6 supernormal psychic centers in order to understand the whole operation of the universe. Only at that point will you reach the serenity to fully understand Buddha's teachings. If your six supernormal powers are not developed, how can you absorb in that sublime inspiration? This method has indeed helped me to understand this principle. I have discovered how excellent this method is. Therefore, I have made a vow to the Celestial Father and Buddhas to share this method with others. I did not want to make any profit or any propaganda out of it. While in Vietnam, I went to work and earned a reasonable livelihood. However, this method is valuable in helping others to heal themselves, especially those incurable illnesses. I have been sharing and practicing this method for more than 25 years. Today, my health is in good condition, but my physical body was basically weak. Early on, the doctors told me that I would die any time because of my frailness. But until this time, I've had no backaches, no fatigue at all. I work many hours in the day without getting tired. If I can survive until this moment, it's due to this method of developing the pure cosmic vital breath. This physical body was frail because I started walking only at the age of 6, and during my childhood I got sick and took medicine most of the time. But for this reason, I was determined to practice so that this body could become stronger, as you see it now. That's really a work of great patience, which is accomplished by a sick man. Therefore, today I wish to share a part of my good results with you, and I hope that my successors will also discover many more sublime things in the future with this same technique. My spiritual level and my health condition, as well as my living style, have limited myself in developing further. For in the past, this body was very agitated, and today it has been restored in order to present it to you and to those who wish to return to their original nature. I am certain that my successors will be able to discover many other great things to share with all living beings in this cosmic universe, if they conscientiously follow the spiritual path. How good it is if young people know how to direct their life themselves towards spiritual perfection, and how to return to perfect order. They would have peaceful and stable lives. Their souls would be certified by the heavenly host, making them happy and independent people on earth as well as in heaven. This is a very good opportunity for the young people to practice in order to know their sublime homeland, which is their physical body. If you go back to your country with your consciousness breakdown, then it is meaningless. But if you bring order to yourselves, then go back home, your country will be within your grasp. Therefore, if everyone learns and puts themselves back in order to develop their intrinsic potential, return to serenity and lucidity, then this sorrowing human community will certainly be emancipated. You have to primarily liberate this microcosm before being able to contribute yourself to the future land disposed by God. So I hope that everyone will become aware of the spiritual path and practice to know themselves. You can clearly understand my words only with practice. Strive to advance, for this method does not permit you to rely on anyone outside yourself.